All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to Correct Opinions, December 9th. Hope you all are doing well. Today we're talking about, because Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Mayweather, so I talk about maybe I need to fight somebody. We'll give my, some potential opponents and who I think I could win, who I couldn't beat. We're talking all things Christmas. We're back onto the extra need to do less Christmas cards and, much, much more. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Christmas time is here. I have been repeatedly harassed to make a Christmas list. That's when you know you're an adult, man. Your birthday and your Christmas is no longer something I can hardly sleep the night before. It's a hassle. I got to come up with, I have shelter, I have a car, I have the means to get Chipotle whenever I want. What do I put on my Christmas list? Oil change, you know, I get another shirt. I just don't know what to put on there. I just put BS on there, really. Currently, I have just a nice pair of winter gloves and a dustbuster, so it's not very exciting. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to get. I have a shout out to my sister, man. Pretty much every holiday she goes, hey, I think I'm gonna get our parents and our different cousins these things. Will you pay for part of it? And I go, yeah. I mean, she's better at this than I am. Do you think I'm ever you know what? I think we can do better. Nah, Venmo's there before I even respond. But the thought is still there. I'm very much there. I'm terrible at gifts. I'm horrible at them. The love languages. That's my last one. The love languages. Giving gifts. I asked a lot of the audience the love languages that show. Someone said pizza last year. I got back from Florida last week. A girl goes, pizza. I was like, oh. I just made fun of her. It was 30 minutes of the show, I think, just making fun of pizza girl. Pizza. Pizza and wine and tacos and sushi. So I'm trying to make my Christmas list. Let me know what I need to put on it. My Christmas list growing up was piece of notebook paper at the top, all caps. No clothes. That's what I did. What a horrible 9-year-old. No clothes. And then I don't know what I'd put. I need a noise-canceling gaming headset. Don't you miss those days where those gifts meant everything? It was just the best. Hardly could sleep before Santa was there. I'd write a letter to Santa. He'd write me back. I'd always leave out milk and cookies. He'd only consume half of it, though. He only ever drank half the glass of milk. A few bites of cookies. I think Santa starts on the other side of the world. I think Santa kind of trends the same way COVID did. He starts in the East, kind of works his way around. And so by the time he's getting to, Oklahoma, it's 6:30 in the morning. I understand why Santa didn't want a whole dang pint of milk and 6 cookies. I'm sure Santa had to split that up a little bit. I remember me and my sister, cousins, we'd sprinkle reindeer dust on the front yard. Whatever that was. Get your kids some reindeer dust. That'll be fun. Christmas lists are here. Like I said, I'm back home. Traveling a bit, which was great. Thanks for everyone who came out in Florida. Did some shows. I inadvertently got a beer at a furniture store. Bougie down there. You get Florida. West Palm Beach. You sell your chandeliers with a shrimp cocktail. It's fun. But which, you know, you get out and about and you realize how much you were missing out on being triggered. I was on a plane. Dude, shout, don't you love when people... I'm usually the guy always... I mean, listen, I mean, you're on a podcast, you have correct opinions. I'm usually the guy that's... I'm going to say what everyone in the room's thinking. I'll be that guy. You know the phrase, I hate to be this guy? I enjoy saying, I love to be this guy. Shut up. But this woman, she was on the aisle across from me. And let me just... I'm going to do a little impression of what she was doing. So this woman, she was across from me with her husband... Everyone's masks on. We're on the tarmac. She appeared to be maybe playing with, I don't know. She was like playing a video from her, probably her kids, and this is what she was doing. She's like, look. And people are looking at, you know, everyone's kind of doing a, this woman not own headphones? And a guy goes, this guy behind me leans up and he goes, excuse me, do you maybe have some headphones? And this woman is so unaware, dude. She's so unaware. She goes, oh, I think, no, I'm sorry. I think they actually have some if you need some. He goes, oh, and then I'm like, oh, what's he going to do now? Because he clearly was being in a very nice way saying, shut the heck up. I'm sorry, do you maybe have some headphones? And she's so clueless, clearly. She thinks he is asking for a pair of headphones. What, number one, how clueless are you? Number two, what psychopath wants to borrow a stranger's it's like, hey man, you got an extra pair of boxer briefs on you? I think I saw it. I don't want your freaking headphones in my ears. Ew. I think they might have some here. And he goes, oh no, I just thought maybe. And you realize I'm sure this guy, he's like, I just got to straight up say it. He's like, no, I just thought maybe, so none of us have to listen to that, is what he said. And she goes, oh. And I wanted to, if it wasn't COVID, I would have turned around and hugged the guy. So shout out to that guy. Not shout out to that girl. She's the type of woman who just keeps the window open the whole flight, right? It's all good. I do like, big respect. I'm always an aisle guy, but I'm from time to time, weirdly, I get a little nervous on a flight. I want to have a sense of when we're landing, right? I don't want to be sitting there and then I'm like, oh, we're going down. I want to be able to see wheels down. So shout out, 9 times out of 10, I have a great window guy. It's down, but on the descent, window goes up. Okay, we see where we're at. Okay, we're landing in a few minutes, so I don't think we're barreling into the ocean or something. That's what you got to do. That's airplane etiquette. We know that. Yeah, I got my luggage back. If you listen to the other pod, I had to check my bag via UPS because I left it behind, so that's embarrassing. Got that back. It's been a good weekend. Football Sunday. So listen to this. I'm in Fantasy Football League. Last place is required to go sit in a Waffle House for 24 hours. I looked like I had last place on lockdown. I'd won 2 games all year. I just went back-to-back wins. Yeah, I'm telling you, back to my fantasy football team. Support me. Back-to-back wins. Incredible day. I am not in last place. I'm good to go. I don't have to... The worst part of spending 24 hours in the Waffle House isn't just the boredom of it. It isn't only eating waffles. It's the fact that I've got to look strangers in the eye and explain to them, listen. So I'm here by myself on a Tuesday. I just ordered 6 waffles. Keep them coming. This is what's happening. I'm going to be here for a while. You're going to come to work and leave work, and I'm going to still be here. That's the most shameful part of it. You got people working at Waffle House laughing at you. That's a low point. But I don't have to do that. I don't have to do that. Shout out to that. Christmas is here. If y'all remember, if my Correct Opinions Day Wonders, Last Christmas, one of my favorite segments we've ever done on Correct Opinions. One of my favorite segments ever. You guys sent me those braggy, obnoxious Christmas cards. I feel like they're going to hit really different this year. We already got one. I want to read it to you. So please take note, take photos, email them to me or DM them to the Correct Opinions Instagram. The email is correctopinions@treykennedy.com of those braggy Christmas letters. Those ones where they give you like a research paper attached to their photos. We have a great one in store today. Thank you for sending it in. Keep you anonymous. Let me, you know what? I'm just going to do it on my phone because this one should be anonymous. We don't need to broadcast these poor people's faces before we roast them. So, this is great. Someone sent this in. It's an amazing, this email has 6 photos attached. So many photos. They have their golden doodle in the photo. They have a straight up Santa in the photo, a real life Santa in the photo. I don't know who they hired to do that. I'll never forget once I was in a Chick-fil-A in like July, and this just big fat guy with a white beard was just trying to enjoy number one. And I just saw kids going, Santa. And he's like, oh, you being a good boy this year? He played it up great, which I think was fantastic. So let's get a little Christmas music behind here. What do you say? So let's begin. This letter is from a family won't be named, sent out Christmas 2020. Dear friends and family, we pray that this Christmas finds you safe and healthy, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. This year, 2020, will undoubtedly be remembered as a most challenging year for us all. For many, it has been a time of anxiousness, turmoil, and despair. Despair is misspelled. Come on, you couldn't proofread it once? As the world around us seems out of control, divisiveness prevails, and our country remains in crisis. Stop the count. What? No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't take long, especially if you're on social media, to see the way friends and neighbors, even families, have been divided over politics and the COVID pandemic. It's like, what are you saying to me? Is this like a State of the Union address? What is this? While turning off social media helps, that's not the answer. We cannot just shut off the words and feelings of our neighbors, as we are all interconnected and interdependent. They give some nice scripture. Who doesn't love that? It's Christmas, after all. They continue, this year has been hard for children as they've given up so much to keep their families safe. Kaylee chose to do online learning. We felt it was the best choice. Fortunately, some of her friends chose to do the same. As you all know, Kaylee is a very social child, so it has been a great sacrifice for her. You know people are opening this, reading it, like they've got family in the hospital right now, or like they got furloughed. Like, Kaylee couldn't have her friends over for a slumber party. Come on. We had a few significant events earlier in the year before things shut down. In January, Kaylee was invited to speak and sing at Fitton Center's Martin Luther King Day celebration. We were very proud of her inspirational words. She then had a delightful experience performing in Cheaper by the Dozen. This is the checkers game. Oh, don't give me... At this time last year, Kaylee was starring in Annie at Hamilton High School. We thank those of you who came out to support her. We had 120 of our friends to fill the audience. My gosh, that's a pretty impressive. I could barely sell that many tickets. This year has been very different, however, as theater has taken a major hit. Fortunately, 2 theaters were able to proceed under strict protocols to carry on the productions. Our daughter was able to perform Little Mermaid and is currently practicing for the next production of Annie. And yes, she is Annie again. We hear she might sell out Madison Square Garden this time with protocol. The requirement for this play was that a parent participate. You can guess who stepped up to the plate. It wasn't me. I'm too timid. But good old dad volunteered and thought surely he could play some minor role. But he was cast as the lead alongside Kaylee. What? Welcome to the school play. The star of the show is the 6th grader and her dad. Okay, who? So needless to say, I'm now directing 2 children in their lines, songs, and dancing. We are hopeful that this production will take place as scheduled. The safety protocol is very strict, we assure you, so you'll feel safe. da-da-da-da-da. And then it just follows with, like, we pray that we love you, da-da-da-da. So this is just, wow. Okay, this is kind of a new one. Thank you for sending that in. A little bit of a new one. Basically, almost a nice little advertisement to get those seats filled. This year's been tough. Kaylee couldn't, she couldn't have her 12th birthday party. However, she's Annie and Dad is the co-star. Get your tickets now. They're filling up quick. She sold 120 tickets the first time. We're expecting in the back. Very safe, very strict protocols. She is online learning though, so pray for her. Just say Merry Christmas. We'll put the, I get a Christmas card. I go, that's so nice. Trash. My mom got very upset at me at this. She's like, you guys tell me, is there unwritten rules to Christmas cards? Do you just have to keep them in a little basket on the side of your kitchen counter for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? January 1, I get rid of them? What do? I get your Christmas card. I go, thank you for thinking of me. Shout out to the Macaulays. Season's greetings to you. Reduce, reuse, recycle. I think I got the message. Thank you. I'm not saying I'm not grateful for them. I just don't. What am I supposed to do? My fridge is stainless steel. Okay, can't put magnets on it. That's one of the best things. Not stainless steel is a nice look, but you can't. Stainless steel is or isn't magnetic. Now that I'm saying it.
I have magnets on mine.
Yeah, I take that back. Fact check, Derek the fact machine. I saw him react, and I was less confident. But I'm just gonna. That's how not magnet on my fridge I am. I'm just going to say there's not. I need just some e-Christmas cards. Okay. Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul announced their boxing in February. It's actually pretty awesome. So Logan Paul is a big YouTuber. Floyd Mayweather is maybe the best boxer of all time, pound for pound. And for some reason, they're going to box. Oh, because of money and views. Boxing is in trouble. I think it's so funny. They kind of like... That's, boxing's going to devolve into this, I guess. But as an influencer myself, influencer extraordinaire, may I add. Maybe I need to get in the ring at some point. So I think we need to kind of size up some potential matchups. Give you my take of who I think I can and can't beat. So we're going to go to the drawing board here. Here we go. We have some people here. So I'm just going to go through these. And shout out Derek, Photoshop King. We got some great potential fighters here. First and foremost, I'm going to go Trey versus Karen. Now, this particular fighter, I don't know who this woman is. But it's going to be whoever kind of the spokeswoman of the Karens is. Karen of the Karens. Okay. I don't know if... I don't think a Karen would step in the ring with me. Listen, this is hypothetical, okay? I'm not fighting a woman. And a Karen, she would... It would need to be a manager of like a Steinmart or something. Not me. But I think in the term of a Trey Kennedy boxing match, Trey Kennedy versus the Karen of all Karens... I don't get KO'd, but I take an L due to, I think I get in there, and it's such a mental game. It's such a verbal game. I don't think there's any punches landed. I think I forfeit the match. I get in the ring, and no punches are thrown. I can hit a woman, obviously. Karens are, you know, rarely violent. They're verbal. I think she gets in there. She verbally breaks me down. And I leave, because that's what I would do in a real-life Karen situation. Like, this woman, honest to God, I think somehow she knows my address. I'm out of here. So that's a Karen going out of here. Chris Harrison. This is a guy, I like Chris. I believe in love. I believe in what Chris is doing. I don't want to fight Chris. But if the people, maybe the people want it, I've got to talk about it. Chris Harrison, he's... I think this is one where it's close. I think I put this one in the fair fight category just because he's seen so many people. He's been in the trenches where people fighting for love. I am just fighting not to yell at someone on a plane to put their headphones in. So he, I think this is a fair fight. He, you know, he's a passionate guy, clearly. He has a great, he's very, very adept at handling D-bag males. So I don't think clearly, but I'm quick. I fight in, you know, I'm a defensive fighter, but I'm quick on my feet. I think it's a fair fight. Speaking of the Bachelor, Bennett, yes, he's kind of the, if you don't know who this guy is, he's a Harvard grad. He's probably the oldest guy on the season, I think. He's like in his late 30s, but man, oh man, does he not get it. I knocked this guy out in round two. I do. He's like, I'm a Harvard. I just give him a few trash talk before the game, before the match. He'd be very flustered mentally. That's an easy round two knockout. Who else we got in here? Oh, this is great. Jackson Mahomes. This guy is a TikTok legend. He is Patrick Mahomes' little brother. This guy TikToks like it's his job, because I think it is his job, actually. Guy's getting views. I think I move my hips better than him. I will say, I think I'm a little more limber. I think I'm a better dancer, but I think the guy is 6'11". It's a physical mismatch. I think I get KO'd by Jackson Mahomes. I'm fine with admitting that. The reach is too much. Clearly he has some athletic genes in his body. Maybe not as much as Patrick, but yeah, okay. I think there's TikToks of him just dunking repeatedly. Say what you want. This guy dunks on me, and it's viral on TikTok. So I'm going to stay away from that one. Speaking of the Chiefs, Andy Reid. Latter-day Saint. Correct? So this guy, he's got to be one of the more savage Mormons out there. He's just a winner. And however, he's kind of infamous for saying he's the coach of the Kansas City football Chiefs, and I think after he won the Super Bowl, he's like, I just want a double cheeseburger or something. I'm gonna outlast this guy, believe it or not. I'm not a big cardio guy, but I am. He gets worn down. That right there, that's an eighth round, not a KO. I think he finally just says, you know what, I'm done, and it's just. More boxers should do that. It's like, I'm tired. And he just kind of, and I'm like, shout out. You got to go watch some film anyway. Okay. I get a lot of people saying they remind me of Andy Bernard. I think that's good. Andy Bernard. I knock him out. That's right, dude. Me and him, we sing some harmonies after, we're buddies, but I take down Andy Bernard. Who else we got? Oh, Maddox is right there with Karen. I just wouldn't want to deal with Maddox. He's scrappy, he's vicious, bad attitude. You don't want to get him on his bad side. These are great. Then we have I'm gonna end with Derek. Here's the first, you maybe see a little bit of Derek the editor. He's in the shadows. We not time to see him. Here's Derek, low-key athlete. Played some football, rangy. I think him and Jackson, he rocks my world, and he edits it, dude. He's an editor. He's precise.
So on a very average team.
Your average team athlete.
Very average, small college. I don't know.
He's a humble guy too. That's fun, man. Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather. I can't believe this. It just sucks because I watched the Jake Paul boxing match. I hate to say it. I'm probably going to tune into this. It's ridiculous. I don't know. I think Floyd Mayweather, like, lets it go a few rounds just for the heck of it. It's just going to be... I mean, it's too much... He's way bigger than Floyd Mayweather, so it's not like... I don't think it's that possible for Floyd to knock him out cold. I think he's just going to... I don't know. I'm done talking about it. Speaking of... Did you see... Derek, did you see this? The high school football player who he sprints 40 yards on the field and just cracks the referee.
Six-year-old man.
This guy, which I saw they So if you didn't see this, high school football, this player gets ejected. It's amazing. This doesn't happen more. High school football player gets ejected. So he's upset, right? We've all played sports. We've all been infuriated with a referee. And this guy gets ejected. And when the ref isn't looking, he runs out and just de-cleats the referee. Just nails him. He gets, they announced the team. The entire team is disqualified from the rest of the year. Which, I don't know. I kind of hate that. I feel like that's a thing you do to kids. Like, this, you know, you're a team. You win together, you lose together. It's like, okay, when a guy in my neighborhood shoots somebody, I don't need to go to prison. That's, you know, this guy's crazy. He's out here assaulting old men. Why? Listen, I'm not an athlete. I only got a few years to do this anyway. But I guess that's what they chose to do, to really teach the kid. Just, yeah, like, I don't know, give him an assault charge or something. That's what's weird about where we're headed to. Decades ago, you could just walking down the street, just fist fight a guy and just go about your day. Now they lock down on that. That's probably good. And now it's a weird deal. Like if you hit somebody in a sporting event, are you liable to get arrested? It's getting closer and closer. I don't know. If a Karen walks into a store and hits somebody, is she arrested? I don't know. Just verbal, but that's what's going on with that. I'm checking in on the Correct Opinions Instagram DMs. What people say to me. Hit me up there. Go follow us. Amber. She says, Trey, I'm triggered. Personalized license plates. Let's talk about those. That's a great point, Amber. She goes, especially if we cannot understand the plate. Stop. Just stop. License plate is not a place for an inside joke. Just saw a plate that was GBRGRL. GBR girl? What could that mean? GBR girl. Great Britain girl. Good. Goodbye. Really normal license plate girl. Personalized license plates. I kind of agree, right? They're rarely ever normal, right? There's some weird, you know, buff dude or people, they'll be like, I was with one of the comic clubs I went to. The guy who owned it said like, Captain LOL, I think. So he's like Captain of Laughs or something. Like, okay, that is. If in the context of knowing what you do, that makes us living, it makes sense. But if I'm driving down, you know, 15th Street, like Captain LOL, what could that be? Are you a fan of SpongeBob? Are you captain of the military? No one who reaches that level of status has a personalized license plate. So I agree with you there that naming your car. So many of you have hit me up saying, "Try, I've named this or that." I know someone. I heard of somebody, a friend of a friend, who bought like a one of the campers that you like put to the back of your truck. They named that your car. This is Gretel, my Volkswagen Bug. Volkswagen Bugs. When was the last time you saw one of those on the road? Those have died out. I'm pretty grateful for it. Slug Bug. Remember that? Those have really died down, which is probably good. I don't think you want a car to be similar to a slug and or a bug. Geek Squad. They gave up on the Slug Bugs. And they know what they're doing, right? Geek Squad. Oh, we do need to talk about, Thanksgiving happened recently. That was good. You guys saw you guys have seen me film on Instagram, all the babies in pots for Halloween, eating fake brains. Now we had a bunch of fake turkey babies. People would throw, I got a ton of people send me this. I posted it to my Do Less God Bless meme page, Instagram page. People were literally putting their babies in like roasting pans with celery stalks. Like, this guy's been cooking for 9 months. But man, it's a 10-pounder now. Like, get your baby out of a baking dish. Oh, my gosh. I saw this photo. Someone laid their baby down, like, in the middle of the table. Mama said she calls the thigh. Ew. Not going to spatchcock this one. spatchcocking a turkey. That's what I did. It's fancy. It's when you you cut its spine out and break its hip bones so it cooks easier. Very violent. Like mama calls the thigh. Ew. Dude. Putting your babies in roasting pans. What's Christmas going to be? Like somehow people are going to like put their baby as like the tree topper. Look at our beautiful tree topper. It's like, get your baby down from there. We have the real tree up, everyone, with the real tree. You know, we have a fake tree versus real tree fiasco in my house. We have the real tree. I was just kindly reminded I need to make sure it's off before I leave the house because it's like a fire hazard. Why are we... Seems, is it worth it? I don't know. And she wants the big tree, but you know, this isn't suburban Dallas or something. I don't have some 20-foot ceilings. I'm like, we can get a 6-foot tree. She's like, this one isn't that big. Well, I'm so, we can put the tree outside. Ooh, let's do that. The ceiling's really high outside. The trees love it out there. So we have a realistic tree. It looks nice. We have our garland. Christmas vibes, they're on. I love it. The candles. People put their babies in the stockings above the fire. Stuff them in a stocking, probably. Look at my stocking stuffer this year. Santa must have... I must have been good for Santa because I got a great lump of coal. Announcement. We're having a boy. Lump of... His name is Cole. He'll be in the stocking next year. What? So I don't know if y'all have seen this. There's like this monolith, which I don't even know. What is the definition of monolith, Derek? I don't even know what that really means. But it's been on the news a lot, which basically this large just like stainless steel structure was just like someone discovered out in the middle of nowhere in Utah. And people are like, oh, how did this get here? Aliens? Probably just a guy who set it there for attention, just like this. And then it's like, now it's gone. And now there's one in Romania. And now it's back. It's strange to me that's in the news so much. Monolith, do you have a definition?
Yes, I do. A monolith is a geological feature consisting of a single massive stone or rock, such as some mountains. So that's like a...
It's like a natural thing.
Yeah.
So, a little off here, because it's clear so much... So a monolith is a geological fixture, blah, 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 but this is just something someone set there. I saw a funny tweet. It's like, monolith is back now with stories. And it had like, it had photoshopped little like story icons on top of the monolith, which I thought was funny. And we're now stories, I guess. Yeah, that's in the news. That's when you know 2020 is boring. We're talking about a monolith. Here's what I think happened. People were talking about aliens. Maybe it was set there. I think anything interesting that's set there is from, I think inside of the monolith is the cure to COVID. And it's just, that's how it's here. All the vaccines are in there. Europe started vaccinating. It said like Russia starting to vaccinate. And it was like, they haven't even really fully tested it yet. It's like, could be worse. Russia, they're just like, take this. Make you better. So I don't know what's going on over there. Russia's wild. I should go there one day. But now they're going to start vaccinating people. Hopefully it's better, man. Hopefully 2021's looking up. The midnight of January 1, what a time it will be. Can you imagine next summer? I daydream about that a lot. It's going to be like... Imagine like coming home from winning the war 50 years ago. It'll be similar to that. There'll be parades in the streets. You're just hugging strangers. We did it. We're here to tell the tale. There's just parties for no reason. So Wednesday night, there's be concerts again. I can do shows, which by the way, it's been rescheduled. I just want to say thank you to so many of you who've literally, you've had a trade to take. You're going to have a Trey Kennedy concert show ticket for 13 months. Yeah, we bought this in February 2020. Here we are in May of 2021. So thank you for that. You know, there's some tickets available if you want to go ahead and claim them. TreyKennedy.com/tour. Don't want to miss that. We've got all our merch. Shop.TreyKennedy.com. It's on my website, guys. We're doing something really fun this year, a big giveaway. You guys know Jake and I have a bonus podcast we do every week. So if you want more podcasts, you need to throw that in your schedule. There's a bonus podcast episode every week. That's four extra a month. And you get access to a bunch of different... I'm talking about becoming a Do Less guest. You get the bonus podcast and a bunch of extra stuff. Go to TreyKennedy.com/DLG to sign up. One lucky Do Less guest in the month of December is winning our giveaway of $1,000. It's the holiday season. We're giving back. So sign up, sign up. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. And yeah, it's been crazy for Christmas this year. I'm going to go with the in-laws. It's going to be great. For New Year's, I haven't planned it yet, but I'm going to do something. I guess small. We can't be with... I don't know. It's changing all the time. I don't really know what is going on anymore. But speaking of New Year's, we're gonna. I wonder what everyone's New Year's resolutions will be. My year's resolution is to see New Year's, because usually what they're like, I'm gonna get in shape. I'm gonna try to accomplish this. Maybe go this place. Like, my New Year's resolution is to be less bored. It's to, let's see. My New Year's resolution is to, I need to buy some bigger pants. Mine are getting pretty tight. So I probably need to go do that. Right. My New Year's resolution is to... find a hobby other than just eating out. That's what my only hobbies were, and I'm proud of that. Going out to eat. I couldn't do that for... I was like, oh, I don't need another hobby. I'll just double down on the Netflix. Let me know what your New Year's resolution is. Thanks again for always listening to Correct Opinion. Share it with your friends. Give us 5 stars. It really helps. And don't forget to become a Do Less guest. New videos and stuff coming soon. Talk to you next week, every Wednesday, baby. Peace.
Correct opinion.